I'll first start off on the injury report. Davies has a right lower leg contusion. X-rays were negative. And he will get a follow-up CT scan tomorrow just to make sure everything is okay. Drew Ellis has right trunk discomfort, and we'll get imaging tomorrow on him and further get or dig deeper into that diagnosis. You know, about the game today, you know, I thought Zach was missing in the middle of the zone, and, you know, he paid for it. He gave up 3 home runs in the first inning. And he started to make some pitches. He settled in a little bit. Unfortunately, we got banged up and then turned it over to the bullpen, who did an exceptional job, you know, matching up, getting the job done. We were a little bit thin down there. We're trying to stay away from some guys. But all in all, they gutted it out and did a tremendous job. You know, I thought a key part to the game was closing up that gap immediately. In the bottom of the first inning, Pavin had the big 2-run home run that you know, immediately put us right back where we needed to be, and then Walk followed that up with a solo home run. So, you know, at 4-0 suddenly turns into 4-3. I thought our guys offensively did a fantastic job, but, you know, all the way around, it was just it was a solid day. We started chipping away later in the game. We had a number of base hits. David had a big base hit that gave us an extra run. It's just a nice day overall. Good game to win, especially when you fall behind as quickly as we did with 3 home runs in the top of the first inning.
What did you like about the way you attacked Zach?
You know, he came out with a bit more velocity than we thought. I'm sure he's a little bit excited to be pitching back here. We just had a good game plan to push him out over the plate, get the ball up out over the zone. You know, we knew what his strengths were. We knew the areas that he was going to be comfortable throwing to, and our guys did a good job of attacking that area.
You got 4 walks off, too, which is quite uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
Did that play into that, too?
A little bit. We talked about being patient, and it's uncharacteristic for Zach to walk batters. Yeah. He can place the baseball basically anywhere he wants to. So our offense did a really good job today, especially being flat-lined there a little bit in the top of the first inning to come out and make a statement the way they did. I thought it stood out for me today.
All 3 times that you faced Zach since he left here,
yeah,
you guys have done really well against him. Do you think your familiarity with him helps him?
I think so. I think we know the things that he likes to do and the areas he likes to attack. And he's a creature of habit. It's worked very well for him for a long time, and he's not going to make adjustments unless he has to. So I think he started to make some adjustments, but I know that his changeup wasn't landing, and we saw that it wasn't landing early, and I think that was a big advantage for us.
The Merrifield stolen base in the second inning that turned into a run.
Yeah.
What did you see there?
Yeah, I saw us not execute very well, and we don't do that very often here. We pride ourselves on getting in the right place at the right time, getting there early, waiting for the baseball. We just didn't play early on in that play. We didn't play a game of pitch and catch. And then, you know, we missed covering third base. The pitcher's supposed to rotate over there. He knows it. He's a lone dog on that side. He was a little bit late, and it turned into that old Little League home run, right? So, unfortunately, not a home run, but that Little League style of play. Unfortunately, we didn't execute. We had a chance to, and we didn't.
You mentioned the bullpen, but how important is it, especially when the starter goes 3 2/3, mm-hmm. to get 5 1/3 scoreless?
Yeah, I mean, they went on lockdown, and that's what they do. I think they pick one another up. Each guy left with some traffic out there, and the next guy didn't let those runs score. So it's just about execution, walking into the most comfortable situation and throwing the pitches where you want to. You know, our bullpen did a great job today. Without them, obviously, we wouldn't have been able to win this baseball game.
Noe and Mandiplane Kennedy, who were all tied for most appearances in the National League.
Yeah.
You guys had a lot of close games.
Yeah.
Any concerns about that? Or you got some more moves coming up probably tomorrow to give you guys a break?
Moves, we were walking through some thoughts just now before I came in here. That's what took me a few extra minutes. Nothing is imminent. Very concerned. Yeah, I don't want any of our guys to have 80 appearances this year. That's way too many. We have played close games. We embrace close games. We need our horses to go out there and protect those types of games when we're ahead. So we'll be mindful of it. We're gonna make some adjustments along the way, I'm sure, as we always do. But I got to make sure I don't get anybody hurt, and that's my main concern.
How How did Frias look to you in the ninth? I think that it might be a small thing, you know, in the big scheme of today's game, but
yeah,
I thought he looked pretty good, except for maybe one or two pitches that almost got away, but other than that, yeah, stuff looked great.
He hasn't pitched in a while. We know that. Just coming back, his first outing since he's joined us. But you're right. That was a key moment. The game within inside of a game. If you're a fan and paying attention to that, that was a big outing for Frias. I thought he looked great. He put the ball on the plate. Those were things we talked to him about when we sent him out the last time. Felt like he was just missing by this much. And to put the ball on the plate in his situation is the most important thing. And when he needed to throw a breaking ball down in the dirt, he did. He executed very well, and it was a big moment for him.
Any concern about Zach Davies' external?
A little bit, correct. Yeah, a little bit of concern. So, you know, it's 112-mile-an-hour line drive, and, you know, he was going to try and gut it out. I told him, hey, it's just not the right thing to do. We'll get you up on your feet and take you off the field, and you have a lot to be proud of. You were trying, but I made the decision. There was no way it was going to happen.
As a relief unit, where does today's performance rank this season so far?
I'd say right up there. You know, they closed up. Zach goes 3 2/3, right? So it was a 5 1/3. And they locked it down and they closed it up. For me to ask them to go out there with the gas they had in their tank, I know that we've been taxing our relievers. Nobody blinked an eye, and they went out there and did a great job. So I think it's the lockdown for 5 1/3 and the extra grit they showed that stood out for me.
What is it about this team that makes you guys seemingly good at coming out back from early home?
Yeah. We've got a lot of heart. We've got a lot of character on this team. We've got a lot of belief, and it's not going to help you win baseball games, but it'll help you focus and prepare. And our guys go out there and get the job done because they want to win baseball games. That's the bottom line, and that's what it's about every single day.
Is there a different vibe, feeling in the dugout when you're down 4-0 in the first inning this year compared to maybe previous year?
You know, I think good teams have that characteristic that they're just going to chip away. They're not going to try and get it all back at once, and I think the discussion is just to score one, chip away. Just get in there and have quality at-bats. And the bonus is when you get a little slug and get yourself right back into the game, like Pave's situation. So the vibe is very positive for 9 innings in our dugout. Something that stands out to me.
Tyler Gilbert pitched yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that he could potentially be in line if he's doing it right.
Yeah, you guys are good.
That's a yes confirm.
No. I mean, we have a lot of coverage in our system. We have guys that we depend on, that sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth starter. We depend on them, and we know they're in AAA right now. It's just their job. So if there's a need and Zach is unable to go, we know we have great coverage down there.
Thanks,
you guys. One more thing. Dave McKay has come down with COVID, so he'll be out for the next several days. So that's why Pipe was coaching first base today.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, you guys.